COVID update and masks. Our mask mandate, our resolution is intended to expire on the 15th, which is Friday. And I had this put on us because I think we need to move forward to extend it. And I guess I would like to see it extended to at least March 15th. I'm not so sure we're not going to have to extend it again after that until we get these vaccines out. I don't think that this is going to be kind of part of life as it is. And as we know, ours is a resolution. So it's just a strong wording that we're strongly encouraging people to do masks, and I hope they do masks and social distance and all the sanitizing and stuff that we need to do. That's the only way we're going to get through this and get it over with and get back to norm. So, is there any other discussion on this? If not, I'll make a motion that we extend it to March 15th, the resolution. And you know what that resolution number is?
Well, it's going to be an amendment.
Amendment, so, yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I'll have to type something up, but it should be 2021-002.
Okay.
Will be the number, and then what I'll do is it'll look the same as this, but it'll say amended, and then we'll amend that section six.
Okay.
Otherwise, it'll be the same.
Can I get some clarification on that? What was your motion, Gene?
To extend it till March 15th.
But did you change it from mandate to strongly encourage?
No. It's still a resolution. What I'm saying is our resolution is just a resolution. It's not an ordinance.
And this is pretty much like what Neil had made the comment. It's really not a mandate if it's not enforced.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can call it a mandate, you can call it strongly suggesting, you can call it anything. I think the resolution does say mandate. So it's a mandate to strongly recommend that we encourage everyone to wear a mask. And I'll second that motion. And the thing about it is that I feel that, you know, we're just seeing the tail end of the Christmas. And we're going to be getting the New Year's individuals here shortly. Also, the vaccine has just started. The vaccinations have just started. So we're about 3 weeks away from the second vaccination of those first ones. So we're really a long ways away here from the 70% that we're looking for herd immunity. And I have to remember that the governor did extend the mask mandate on Thursday. So
that's where I would like a little clarification here. I'm okay with extending it, but I want to stay lockstep with the governor. I don't want to get ahead of her, and I don't want to be behind her. She has a lot more weapons for to make decisions with than we do. That's why I'm leaning on her, and I think that's where we should stay. So I really think we should stay till that February 6th date that she put out. Now, I know we can revisit this, and stop it at any time, but I'm also okay with it just running out in 30 days. And
I understand what you're saying, Rich, but I think in reality, I think we all know that this is not, I would love if March 15th is a date we can stop. I don't think that's going to be a date that we can stop wearing masks. But we, as we said, this is a fluid situation. If we find that we wind up that things will all of a sudden take a turn and we don't need to do the mask mandate, I'll be the first one to say we pull it. But until that point, I want to leave it. I think what we've got in the past is fluid. So if we want to extend it, we can extend it. If we want to cut it off, we can cut it off. And I think in real terms, I think March 15th is probably going to be more of a, is not even going to be a realistic date that we can quit this. So I'm going to stick with March 15th at this time. I just don't want to be revisiting this every 30 days. There's been a, okay, is there any other discussion? If not,
there's
been a motion and a second.
I have a question. So why are we using the word mandate if there is no repercussions to not following it? Why wouldn't we use words that actually like strongly encourage? I strongly encourage mask wearing, but I don't like using words that have no validity behind them. Because it's almost a false sense of hope. Like just use strongly encourage and everybody do your part, wear your mask. I don't understand, like, we're not gonna have any repercussions. Why use the word mandate? I guess I'm confused by it.
Well, first, the resolution that we have, I mean, we're going to have to redo the whole resolution if we do that. I think I like it to be a little bit stronger than, you know, there are individuals out there that don't really understand this whole thing. And I think we have to be firm and strong in the message that we're giving, if that's what we want to do. I mean, are we really encouraging people not to wear masks? Then I think that's what we need to do. And you know, I businesses that I've been in have got signs on their door that say, according to mask mandate, masks are required, you know, inside this business. And I think if we reduce it by anything other than that, then I think we don't have any teeth in it. We can't enforce it, but I think we need to do the next best thing. And I think by calling it a mandate and an unenforceable mandate, that's what we need to do.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, there's been a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Contrary?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I don't want to go out that far. I just don't want to go out that far.
The governor.
I don't mind revisiting in 30 days. It's part of the job. I have no problem with that.
So are you talking? Are you talking, Rich? 30 days from the expiration date?
From the expiration date, and I believe hers is February 6th. I think is what date, if I remember right. But I also thought I said 3% earlier too, and I did. So. So I guess I'll make the motion that we follow along with the governor's proclamation and extend out to February 6th.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to move the mask mandate to February 6th. Is there any other discussion? If not, all those in favor, say aye.
I guess I have one comment. If the governor revisits this prior to February 6th, are we going to revisit this situation?
Well, it says in here, is amended or the resolution is sooner repealed. So you have the option to make changes as deemed.
All right.
Because things may change, you just don't know.
I do know some of the second round of vaccines are beginning today. I know a person is getting one. So we are gaining. We're not gaining as quickly as I think a lot of people would like.
I think you're right, Richard, that probably those vaccines are going out, but the number of vaccines aren't that high yet. They haven't gotten that many totally people inoculated yet.
That's been a little disappointing to me, but I have no control over that.
I didn't see
this. Well, my purpose behind this whole thing is I do not feel we want to open the gate before we're all the way through it. If we're going to open the gate and go backwards, that's the worst thing we can do. I don't want to lose what we've gained. So I'm going to be strong for the mask mandate as long as we can for that reason. And I'm going to follow. I think we need to follow what our recommendations, our local board of health is. And that's what I'm going to stand by.
But how do you feel it's going backwards when it's non-enforceable? It's not backwards. I think everybody is doing a phenomenal job. Everybody's wearing masks.
You know what? And Stephanie, I'll agree with that. But I agree with what Dean says. We want that resolution to be as strong as we could without making an ordinance. That's the reason we did that. And that was just to make it as strong language as we could possibly make it, even though it's not enforceable, but it's just a strong recommendation. We use that language for that purpose. But my point is, I don't want us to give up doing things that to protect our constituents just because someone thinks that, well, we're down on the downhill swing of this thing. If we open that gate up too soon, we may be going backwards and having another wave of stuff coming through. You and I both know not everybody's going to get a knock. Okay, any other discussion? There's been a motion on the floor to go to February 6th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Contrary?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So there's three yeses there?
No. Three no's, two yeses.
Okay.
So we're on to the next item, right, Gene?
No.
we didn't get a resolved yet.
It expires on the 15th.
Yeah.
That is yes. Stated it expires on the 15th.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we go to February 15th.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Contrary.
Aye.
Okay, I think that was 4-1.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next we have is the Iowa DOT temporary easement.